Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life at Montana Prime Meats. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Lamont gets ready to offer customers fresh meat in the coming weeks. After selling meat from his Bighorn County ranch at his Billings shopfront for a few years now, Lamont Herman knows what's up. Every other Wednesday, he drives live animals from his St. Xavier ranch to a Sheridan, Wyoming packing plant where they're processed into retail cuts of meat. He collects the frozen steaks, roasts, and ground meat from animals slaughtered a few weeks earlier and delivers them to his freezers in Billings. It's a lot of moving parts, but he's got it dialed in. The shop typically does 20 odd transactions a day, 7 days a week. Of those,
probably half of them are new customers.
Really? Yeah. So it's just the potential is kind of unknown.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
We did 5,700 transactions in the year of 2024, all frozen. And our hopeful prediction is by the end of 26, we might double that with fresh.
With fresh.
Yeah.
Since opening in 2022, Montana Prime Meats has offered customers only frozen meat. It's frozen at the slaughter facility just a few weeks earlier, but customers say they want fresh meat, the same as they buy at the grocery store.
So a lot of people don't realize the product that comes into Billings is, I mean, there's no big packing plant just down the street. It gets trucked for up to 8 to 10 to 12 hours.
And that means drivers set their thermostats to freezing so their cargo stays safe in case of delays. So the meat that customers buy fresh in the supermarket is likely frozen during transport. Nonetheless, in retail, customer perception is everything. It shapes buying decisions, drives loyalty, influences brand image, and impacts the bottom line.
People were so open to the ranch raised. The frozen was acceptable. The fresh would be a little bit better.
Maybe they come in for fresh, but then they do some stocking up. I mean, when we're done with this interview, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Because here I am, and here's this whole selection, and it doesn't matter if I don't have a plan yet, because I know I'll eventually get to it.
Absolutely.
And it can just sit in the freezer.
Absolutely.
So today, Lamont's taking one more tiny step toward providing his customers with fresh meat. Having already built out a refrigerated cutting room with proper drainage and permitting, he's now replacing the fluorescent lights over the meat processing area with USDA-grade high-lumen lights. In the very near future, Lamont will pick up beef, lamb, and pork quarters to cut and pack in-house. He does all the construction himself, and it's a lot, and it's expensive.
The amount of money that we've got stuck into this back here is
just the facility before you even do anything, before you've got animals moving through or employees to do the work.
Yeah.
The infrastructure.
Yeah.
So big capital investment.
It was.
Lamont and his wife, Jennifer, always knew they wanted to take Montana Prime Meats in this direction, selling their fresh ranch-raised meat to customers through a shopfront. And so for years, they planned and mapped out how much they were going to spend on what and when, be it an insulated wall, a meat grinder, a bandsaw, and they stuck to it.
Every month, we chipped a little away, every week, every day, every hour, just a little bit at a time.
Yeah.
That's meant setting aside infrastructure projects on the ranch to focus on the retail side, fitting a refrigerated truck with carcass rails, welded himself, and building out more cold storage in the commercial storage units near the shop. It's not something you can do by halves.
There you go. We're all set.
Thank you much.
Thank you guys so much for coming in. Have a good day.
You too.
But this is now our point of revenue off the ranch.
That's right. Yeah. Right, so you've 100%. Given up 100%. Yeah.
Yep.
So no longer shipping elsewhere. Yeah.
No.
Next week, a visit to the St. Xavier Ranch reveals the scope of the Herman's direct-to-customer model.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio. Theme music by John Cosell. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.